North Pacific countries continue to face extreme weather conditions. Marshall Islands, Guam, Palau, Mariana Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia have been experiencing extreme droughts, with rainfall now expected as late as June. The Micronesian region has received below normal rainfall since last month, with temperatures soaring to 30 degrees. Last month, the driest of the year saw crop failures, water rationing and an increased risk of wildfires in the outer islands. Rachel Nath spoke with our Guam correspondent, Naina Rao.
Thank you for joining us, Naina. What latest information do you have from the Guam Weather Office?
Yeah, so the drought is spreading and worsening in some areas of Micronesia. Drought intensity has been upgraded from extreme to exceptional for Yap proper in Yap State in the Federated States of Micronesia, or FSM, and the atoll of Wotje and nearby islands in the northern Marshall Islands. This means that those places are experiencing exceptional to widespread crop and pasture losses, exceptional fire risk with shortages of water and reservoir streams and wells are likely or causing water emergencies. The Weather Service has predicted that in the long term, below the normal rainfall is expected for at least the next few weeks in the greater Micronesia region, but it'll likely be a couple of more months across parts of Yap State and the northern Marshall Islands.
And so what impacts has the drought had on the environment and these communities?
Yeah, I mean, the longer the rainfall persists, it's going to affect the agricultural crops and other vegetation on the islands. It's going to take a huge hit in agricultural losses because of the drought in these locations. And this is important to note because for some of these communities and these islands, the agriculture crops is their source of sustenance and livelihood. So we are seeing, you know, coconuts drying out, taro patches drying out, a lot of crops just drying because this drought is persisting.
And so what are you hearing from the ground? Has anyone spoken to you about the experience?
I have spoken to a Guam resident who is from Yap and has family in Yap, and communication is quite sparse. One of my sources from the island of Lamatrek in Yap said the last correspondence he had was that water is being delivered to these islands, and that's there's that effort going on, but that's the last communication since internet service only happens there when there's a ship. The ship delivers these drought relief supplies, and there's Starlink attached to it, which is an internet service provider. So it's intermittent. Communication is intermittent, but it happens when these ships are coming in to bring in these drought relief supplies for the islands.
The dire situation. Now, could you tell us what the response has been like from the government or the emergency services so far? Could we see the U.S. providing some assistance?
Yes. So at the request of the U.S. Embassy in the FSM, the U.S. Coast Guard actually delivered drought relief supplies last week. They included, obviously, water, food, and reverse osmosis units to four outer island communities in Yap. This was in partnership with USAID and the International Organization for Migration, and humanitarian aid and assistance is ongoing. It's just that the thing that's causing most concern are how agricultural and crop losses are going to take a hit. But water is being delivered to these islands, and there is aid and assistance that's being delivered to manage the drought for residents and people living there.
And what could you tell us a little more about what people have had to sort of give up in this time?
Yeah, I mean, again, one of my sources who has family in Yap said, you know, residents are just limiting and rationing the water they use as best as they can, as best as they can. They're using water only when necessary. Some people are bathing in the lagoon, in the ocean, just to avoid having to use fresh water. So people are preserving water a lot. and they're preserving water more than they normally do. But there's this emphasis that because drought is kind of like the way of life in the Micronesian region, and people have been through several droughts growing up in the region, the reliance on community and having a community first thinking has helped with resiliency during tough times like these.
So I guess the big question now then is, when could we see the end to this drought?
Yeah, it's tough because in the long term, below the normal rainfall is expected for the next few weeks in the greater Micronesia region. But it'll probably be a couple of more months across parts of Yap State and the Northern Marshall Islands. The Mariana Islands will also see worsening drought due to ongoing drought condition, sorry, due to ongoing dry conditions in the next week or so. But some showers in the next week will bring relief to Palau and parts of Yap State. And that was the one thing that the National Weather Service pointed out was the surprise from this ongoing drought was the abundance of rainfall occurring in Palau, some parts of Yap State, and Chuuk and Pohnpei State as well in the Federated States of Micronesia. So it's the forecast is fluid, but definitely a couple more months for some parts of Yap and the Northern Marshall Islands.
RNZ correspondent Naina Rao in Guam. Thank you.